main menu with a twist, or a look at the pacemaker Winamp plugin. Let's start this article out by listening to a brief snippet from a previous edition of Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Hello and welcome to Main Menu, your weekly 2-hour look at technology from a blindness perspective. It's produced in the studios of ACB Radio at www.acbradio.org and made available to radio information services around the world. I'm Jonathan Mosen, thank you for joining us for this extended edition, which looks at Microsoft's new Windows XP.
Alright, I think that's enough of that. Some of you may find that a little too fast. I don't, and I'm sure a few other people don't either. And even if you find that a little too fast, you don't have to go as fast as I've gone to make use of this pacemaker Winamp plugin, which allows you to independently change speed, pitch, and tempo. Has all kinds of uses. Obviously, speeding up voice recording is my favorite. One of the things I really felt a loss when data started switching from good old cassette with compressed speech to nice MP3s on the computer is that it really is difficult and time-consuming, if you can even figure out how to do it, to speed up recordings. I hate listening to voice recordings at normal speed under most circumstances, unless they're recordings I have to study very intensely. Besides the ability to do this, of course, you can do all kinds of fun things for fun, profit, and advantage with music. Anything from playing around, altering pitch, making pitch the way it should be, making things like the chipmunks, slowing things down so you can study them better, all kinds of possibilities, and if you're into music, you probably have a better idea of what those possibilities are even than I do. So what we're going to do is demonstrate how to use this plugin, because like me, if you are like me, it may be the first Winamp plugin you've used. Other people have used other plugins, but I really hadn't had any reason to. This one gave me a reason. Up until recently, everything I'd heard about the pacemaker plugin was that it didn't work with current versions of Winamp. That changed around the end of September of 2001 when they came out with a new version which works with just about every version of Winamp after version 2. I've now tried it on version 2.74 and on 2.78, and it works just fine. The help indicates problems with, I think it was Winamp version 2.66, but as most people who are listening to these publications are probably in the business of keeping Winamp updated, because usually it's a good thing to do, you probably won't be having that kind of problem. It's very easy to get, install, and, if you follow my procedure, use the pacemaker plugin. You get the plugin from www.iki.fi/oparvii/pacemaker. The author is in Finland. You can also, on that page, find the source code if you want to find out how this thing was programmed, as well as some other useful information, much of which I'll be summarizing in this article. The plugin, once you get it, you can either download it as an executable file, which is what you want because it's very small, or a zip file, which is a tiny bit smaller, although not enough smaller to make much difference. If you use the executable file, it'll expand itself and put itself in the right place, which is the Winamp plugins directory. Now, plugins are little programs, little applets that alter the functioning of Winamp, and that's one of the real pluses about Winamp is it's open to this, and all kinds of people are writing fascinating little plugins to do interesting and perhaps useful and sometimes not so useful things with your audio files. To use this plugin, I'm going to recommend very strongly, in fact, I don't even see another way around doing it, that you have a shortcut key to launch or return yourself to Winamp. You'll see why, but basically what happens is the plugin takes the focus away from Winamp, and you don't have access to the Winamp window anymore, which means you can't control Winamp. All you can control is the plugin. On the other hand, if you have a shortcut key, it's very simple to return to the Winamp window to control Winamp or turn the plugin off or whatever you happen to want to do. For my particular Winamp shortcut key, I use WinKey, which we talked about both on Main Menu and in Sound Computing. It's had a couple of features in Main Menu, as a matter of fact. It's a great little free utility for creating shortcut keys, greatly expanding the repertoire of keys you can use for your shortcut keys. You really wouldn't have to use WinKey. You could use a standard Windows shortcut key, but you really need to have one in order to use this program. The only alternative, and it's not an alternative that I recommend, if you happen to be using the Winamp agent, you can Alt-Tab away from this plugin once it's taken over your Winamp window, and then use the system tray, apparently, to bring up Winamp. I don't have the agent active, so I can't demonstrate that method for you, and I don't recommend having the Winamp agent active. It simply takes up system resources and doesn't add anything that you need. So with that in mind, once you've got yourself a shortcut key to Winamp, and we can help you with that on a variety of email lists like the Blind Tech List, or a lot of people can help you with that in person if you don't know how to do that. It's not a difficult process, and it's a very handy thing to have. Then we can get going on how to use the plugin. The reason that this works, by the way, is that hitting a shortcut key for Winamp doesn't launch a second or third or subsequent instance of the program. It simply returns you to the one that's already open. Not all programs operate this way, but Winamp is one that does. What I'm going to do then is to show you how to work with the plugin. Now, when you're doing it yourself, you're probably, once you have your shortcut key created, going to want to work with the plugin with some file playing so that you can immediately, or within about 2 seconds of making a change, see what the effects are of your change. It's a little hard to create these things in a vacuum. I'll do that, but it's going to be a little difficult because by the time you have the main menu program, which I'll probably use again for demonstration, and the screen reader, that's a lot of chatter going on in the background, and I don't really want to add my voice to that. So what I'm going to do is describe the window to you, go in and make a couple of changes, and then I'll tell you what I did. It'll be fairly obvious what I did, but I won't tell you at the time. I'll tell you afterwards to reduce the number of the cacophony of voices going on. Once the plugin takes over, and I'll show you how to launch it here in just a moment, because it's one of the DSP plugins that are available for Winamp. Once it takes over, you have a window that has 3 controls, which you can tab and shift-tab among. There are also some buttons which are only accessible via mouse buttons, window-wise mouse buttons or JAWS key mouse clicks. The 3 controls are tempo, speed, and pitch. For playing with voice files, all you need to do is change the tempo. However, you can, if you want to, and then with music files, you will want to play with the speed and pitch. You can raise the speed and lower the pitch a corresponding amount so that the pitch stays the same while the speed increases. You can do all kinds of other fun things with the speed and pitch, setting them all independently. JAWS handles this whole process a whole lot better than does WindowWise. When you're in the window, you can, of course, speed things up by down arrow, or page down moving in faster increments, and slow them down with up arrow or page up. JAWS reads these track bars, I believe they're track bars, out as numbers on a percentage grid from 1 to 100, with 50 being the sort of neutral in the middle position where the tempo or speed or pitch is simply the way it was set, it's not having any effect. WindowWise, on the other hand, does okay on the speed up half. It gives you the increments in terms of from 1 to 100. However, when it gets back to 0 for neutral, and then you try to slow it down, then it switches into, and I haven't even figured out what the scale is, but it's virtually unusable in terms of really giving you an intelligent piece of information about where you are. It's very difficult to figure that out. So for this particular function anyway, JAWS handles it much better. Also part of the window for the plugin, there's a help button, which is somewhat useful. There is a reset button, which you may find quite useful. And there's also a button that says disallow sound tweaking, which I can't really imagine why you'd want to push that button, but you could. I guess if you wanted to lock things the way they were and not let you or somebody else change them, that's when you'd push that button. And again, those buttons you all have to access via screen reader mouse commands. You cannot use them from the keyboard. So without further ado, we'll go into Winamp. In case you haven't used plugins before, this will be a good little introduction to the topic, because not everybody has. Trust me, I hadn't until fairly recently. And I'll show you how to initiate use of the plugin. I now have the Winamp main window for Winamp version 2.78, which is the latest one, active. And I want to go into the Preferences dialog, which I'm going to do by hitting Control-P. I sometimes find, and I don't know why this is, but in case you find it, I'll tell you, that I have to hit Control-P twice. This is especially true when I've switched back to Winamp with my Winamp hotkey of WinKeyW. to alter something about the pacemaker plugin. So if preferences, if Control P doesn't work once, hit it again. I don't know why it happens, but it does. I suspect this time it won't happen. Let me Control P here.
Winamp preferences dialog 313 view plugins opened.
All right, if you're not familiar with this dialog, it's a tree view, and it's going to put you where you last were in it. So if you have been somewhere, you know about it. If you haven't used it before, just keep down arrowing, and eventually you're going to find it saying that plugins are closed. And if it says that, you want to hit right arrow so that plugins are open. Of course, if your system tells you that the plugins are open, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to hit right arrow. They're already open. Now, there are five categories of plugins, and you'll use different ones at different times. We're going to want to use the DSP plugins, which are down the list. So let's down arrow.
Input 1 of 5.
So we don't care about input plugins right now. I'll mention one later.
Output 2 of 5. Nullsoft Wave Out plugin V2.3 Outwave DLL.
That's the usual output plugin. That's what lets you listen to music through Winamp and other files. That's what you'll usually use.
Visualization 3 of 5. Advanced Visualization Studio V2.
I don't know why I even have that going, but it's there. Down arrow again.
DSP effect 4 of 5. None.
All right. And that's the key phrase right now, because if DSP effect, and if you're told none, that means that pacemaker isn't active. And until you want it to be active, that's what you want to have it saying. From here, let's tab twice, because we're going to turn pacemaker on.
Close button.
Now, close, of course, would just shut down this preferences dialog and get us back to normal. If we didn't activate pacemaker, we could do that, but since we're going to, we won't be able to.
List box, none.
Now, you'll have a list of any and all DSP plugins that you have installed. As soon as you arrow down to the phrase where it says pacemaker, all of a sudden pacemaker is going to become active, and all of a sudden you're going to lose access to the Winamp window. The pacemaker window will take over. So down arrow.
85% pacemaker V1.23 dialog. Tempo left right slider 85%.
And I've landed on the tempo control, which is what I use to set my voice files to listen faster. As you can see, we're on 85%. Maximum is obviously 100. Normal speed is 50. And we can tab and look at speed and pitch.
Pitch left right slider 50%. Speed left right slider 50%.
So speed and pitch, obviously you speed them up with the page down, or speed them up a little bit with down arrow, slow them down with page up or up arrow. So that's the plugin without anything happening. I'm going to now activate my Winamp hotkey with Win key W, as I happen to have it set for.
1 mm, Winamp stopped.
I have this file called mm, which is what I entitled the main menu file that we're using for demonstration. So I'm going to go back into preferences, and it's taking two keystrokes, so I'll hit another one.
Winamp preferences dialog 313 view DSP effect pacemaker tempo controller V1.23 DSP pacemaker DLL.
Now I'm on the list. I didn't get very good information here from JAWS version 4, but I'm on the list of plugins, the list of plugin categories. I'm on the DSP section of the tree view. I have to tab over to actually get to the pacemaker.
Close button. List box, pacemaker tempo controller V1.23 DSP pacemaker DLL.
This is where I was when I activated pacemaker and where it took over. If I want to deactivate it, I now hit up arrow.
None.
And back to Winamp's regular operation, because I've now deactivated the pacemaker plugin. From here, of course, now that I've got the Winamp window open, if I'm done with preferences, I can simply probably hit enter, actually, and close this thing. Let's see if that happens.
1.
Yep.
Mm.
Otherwise, I could have shift-tabbed to the close button, but close is the default button, so hitting enter just shut it down. All right, that's a dry run without anything going on. Now, I'll play around. I'll go in and move the tempo. Let's say I decide it's too fast for me. I will move the tempo from 85% to 70%, and you'll hear how this operates with the plugin going on. And then what I'll also do is with the JAWS cursor, I will hit the reset button, which will return everything to normal operation. I won't talk during that, though, because it'll simply be too much chaos and confusion. So I'm going to start main menu playing at slow speed, go into the plugin, and mess around with it a little bit.
Winamp references dialog 313 view DSP closed list box none. 85% pacemaker V1.23 dialog tempo left right slider 85.
welcome to main menu. Your weekly 2-hour look at technology from a blindness perspective.
75%.
Produced in the studios of ACB Radio at www.acbradio.org and made available to radio information services around the world. I'm Jonathan Mosley. Thank you for doing this for this extended edition, which looks at Microsoft's new Windows XP. Is it, as Microsoft claimed, the most significant upgrade of Windows since 1995? Who should upgrade?
References dialogue.
We'll be looking at all of those issues when we speak with Mike Lawler of GW Micro, who will be releasing Windowized Professional, Eric Damery of Freedom Scientific.
And I went through the circle. I went in, tempo was set for 85%, nice and fast. I slid it down to 70%. I hit the reset button to bring it back down to null, everything reset all the controls to their zero point. Returned to WinApp with my shortcut key, turned off the plugin, and stopped listening to the file. A couple more tidbits of information about this plugin. One, you may want to go in and configure it. Once you've arrowed to it so that it's highlighted, you may want to do this with no other sound source going on so that you don't have all kinds of interference going on. You can tab around to the Configure button and hit Spacebar. You'll need to test this on your system, but I found on mine that there are two sliders that affect the ratio of quality to CPU use. They do slightly different things, and I don't remember exactly what they do. In any case, I found it was better to set them both to their highest value, which JAWS reports as 100%, by down arrowing. There are three settings to each one. And with that, the quality of the main menu program improved. As you can tell, it wasn't perfect, but before I made that change, there were a lot of pops and clicks in the main menu playback. These pops and clicks didn't occur when I ran higher fidelity music through the plugin, but they did with the lower fidelity main menu program. Also, apparently this and other DSP plugins don't work on CDs, when you're playing CDs through WinAmp. But there's a solution to that. It's the Disc Reader plugin, which you can also download. And apparently that has lots of other benefits to playing CD music besides just the ability to use this plugin. Because, as I've mentioned before, there are lots of plugins for WinAmp and a lot of other people use them. There are a couple of mailing lists. One is the PC audio list and one is the WinAmp for the blind list, where WinAmp is a frequent topic of discussion. Finally, of course, you can download things and listen to them through the plugin, but if you want to save them so you can put them onto a portable MP3 player, you'll want to use the Disc Writer plugin, an output plugin, to replace the currently operative output plugin so that you can write the files into a WAV file, which you'll probably then want to save to MP3 for easier storage and use in an MP3 player. But the Disc Writer plugin is what enables you to take files that you may want to keep a copy of and write them to disk rather than listening to them. You will do that is by using a different output plugin. This is the Disc Writer output plugin, which comes already with WinAmp. All you have to do is, like we did, we went to DSP and chose Pacemaker. We will go to the output plugins from the tree view, tab over twice, and then down arrow until you find Disc Writer plugin. Once Disc Writer is the operative output plugin, as soon as you play a file, any file through WinAmp, you won't hear any sound, but the file will be written to disk. It'll be written as a WAV file. Now, of course, WAV files are huge. 10 megs per minute is about the average for a standard WAV file, so that means that if you have a very long file, it's going to be a big file, and more than likely you'll want to save it as an MP3 file in your favorite sound editor so that you can either just keep it smaller or use it in your favorite MP3 player. But this enables you to truly have a lot more flexibility. And I haven't even touched on the possible musical applications for the Pacemaker plugin. As I say, if you're into music, you've already thought of those before I did, and you're probably going to be interested in playing around with it. This is another one of these articles from Sound Computing Magazine being echoed on Main Menu. So for you Main Menu listeners, I'll remind you that my email address is deamar@sound-computing.com. This is Dean Martineau thanking everybody for listening. Goodbye for now.